Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a man called Ben from a young people's organisation telling a youth group about a course they can do on Saturdays. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everyone. Let me introduce myself. My name's Ben, and I'd like to tell you about a course you can do on Saturday mornings. I'm from an organisation called Nature, and we run courses for young people like you to do during the weekends. Now, we know that at school you learn a lot about things like science and maths, but this course is really about giving your youth group the chance to come and find out about wildlife. It's an area that tends to get forgotten. We usually take groups like yours to a wild place that's near their home. Sometimes we go to a beach or a lake, but we've planned for your group to go to a forest. That's the closest place for you and the easiest to get to. Now, we'd like you to come and do some activities with us. You spend 6 hours each week with us, and the course lasts for 12 weeks depending on the weather. That might sound like a long time, but we think you'll be sorry when it's over. Taking part in our activities means you get to do all sorts of things that you wouldn't normally be allowed to do at home. That includes how to safely climb trees, cut wood, and build a fire. While you're with us, we'll also show you how to make things out of different materials. On the last course, everyone designed backpacks, which they were very pleased with. This time we thought we'd get you to design and make a birdhouse. When it's finished, you can take it home and show your family. We think you'll enjoy doing this. Now, any questions?
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. Let me introduce myself. My name's Ben, and I'd like to tell you about a course you can do on Saturday mornings. I'm from an organisation called Nature, and we run courses for young people like you to do during the weekends. Now, we know that at school you learn a lot about things like science and maths, but this course is really about giving your youth group the chance to come and find out about wildlife. It's an area that tends to get forgotten. We usually take groups like yours to a wild place that's near their home. Sometimes we go to a beach or a lake, but we've planned for your group to go to a forest. That's the closest place for you and the easiest to get to. Now, we'd like you to come and do some activities with us. You spend 6 hours each week with us, and the course lasts for 12 weeks depending on the weather. That might sound like a long time, but we think you'll be sorry when it's over. Taking part in our activities means you get to do all sorts of things that you wouldn't normally be allowed to do at home. That includes how to safely climb trees, cut wood, and build a fire. While you're with us, we'll also show you how to make things out of different materials. On the last course, everyone designed backpacks, which they were very pleased with. This time we thought we'd get you to design and make a birdhouse. When it's finished, you can take it home and show your family. We think you'll enjoy doing this. Now, any questions?
That is the end of part 3.